Over the past 10 years, I've led the hiring process for about 300 sales roles. Roughly two-thirds of those hires were for salespeople, and a third were for sales leaders. There's one recruiting error I encountered time and time again, the kind that inevitably leads to failed sales performance. There's irony at play here because it stems from rational decision-making. That's why it's such a common mistake among executives and business owners. But if you want a best-in-class sales team, you need to be aware of it up front. And by the end of this chapter, you will be. You'll have the stable foundation required to build a successful sales team. But before we get there, we need to talk about Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, and Pete Carroll. They've collectively coached more championship football teams at both the college and the professional level than all modern coaches combined. What may come as a surprise is the fact that none of them played in the National Football League. In fact, all three had very forgettable playing careers. Nick Saban played defensive back at Kent State. Pete Carroll played free safety at the University of the Pacific. Bill Belichick played center and tight end at Wesleyan University. So why are these individuals with forgettable playing resumes more successful than their coaching contemporaries? Now, I can't relate to their NFL coaching careers, but I understand their playing careers based on my experience of being a very forgettable college athlete. I was a Division III running back at Sewanee, the University of the South, an average football player on a team that produced zero NFL prospects during my 4 years of playing. At 5'6" and 175 pounds, I was small even by Division III standards. I lacked the size, speed, and skill to ever become elite.